NCAA Women's March Madness continued yesterday, and unfortunately a buzzer beater concludes the season of the Iowa State Cyclones. Jordan Nixon scored the winning layup at the buzzer in overtime to lead number 4 Texas A&M to an 84-82 win over Iowa State in the second round of the NCAA championship. Nixon had a game-high 35 points and was a thorn in the Cyclones' side down the stretch. She tallied 2 baskets in the final 13 seconds of regulation that forced overtime and had 7 of the Aggies' 9 points in the extra session. Iowa State had a chance to win the game in regulation, but were unable to convert on the final shot. Before Nixon's game winner, Ashley Jones got a good look, but her shot was blocked. Iowa State's season concludes at 17-11 after a 12-6 Big 12 campaign. Other games in the tournament last night, it was second-seeded Maryland 100-64 over Alabama. Six-seeded Oregon down number 3-seed Georgia 57-50. Number 5-seed Missouri State 64-39 over Wright State. 4th-seeded Alabama 70-48 over Belmont. Number 2-seed Louisville over 7th-seeded Northwestern 62-53. 3rd-seeded Arizona winner over BYU 52-46. And 3rd-seeded UCLA falls to 6th-seeded Texas 71-62. The Iowa Hawkeye women back in action on Saturday. It'll be 20-9 5th-seeded Iowa against number 1-seed Connecticut. That'll be a noontime tip-off game with national television coverage on ABC Sports. NHL hockey from last night. Senators over the Flames 3-1. Wild skate past the Ducks 3-2. Penguins 5 and the Sabres 2. Jets 5-1 over the Canucks. The Sharks skate past the Kings 4-2. And the NBA trade deadline is looming. Some of the top names in the game of basketball could be switching teams this week. A lot of rumors floating around. We'll keep track for you. And if any of the big names swap jerseys, we'll tell you all about it. For KLEM Sports, I'm Justin Barker.